going to pay money for any kind of a real estate investing workshop. Don't do it. There is so much that you can do by buying books, looking on YouTube for free, listening to our podcast, reaching out to people that you know, real estate agents who you know flip, mentors, get yourself a mentor. Do not spend, you know, it's one thing if you have a workshop, honestly, and I've done workshops and the cost of a workshop is not cheap. For me to put on a workshop where I have 100 people come out and listen to me talk, it probably cost me about $4,000 or $5,000. So if you're going to pay $40, $50, $60, $100 a ticket, not a big deal for that one day. But if they are going to talk you into investing in something, putting a good amount of money into, you know, the workshop, I've actually had people come to me and tell me that they learned more out of my workshop for, you know, their $50 ticket than they did for a $20,000 workshop that they invested in. So that I hope that that answers the question. Would I spend money on it, a good amount of money on something like that? No, I think that you can find books, you can read, you can watch YouTube, and you can listen to lots of podcasts about investing, flipping. You can find a friend that's done it, a real estate agent, get yourself a mentor. That is going to be the best way to learn. And it's not going to be a bunch of money out of your pocket. So that's just my opinion as the mortgage mom. But again, you guys have questions, give me a call. You want to say something about something that I've said today? I'd love to hear it. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, text me. Text the word mom to 474747. So I'm going to do one more question. I have one that came in. It says, hello, my name is Ryan Samaniego, and I've noticed a lot of my friends who bought their homes with their down payment and bank loans that their realtors have not been telling them about closing costs. Are the realtors doing it intentionally, or is this something in the biz that doesn't require them to let first-time buyers or buyers in general know about? So, you know what, Ryan, this is a great question, statement. I love it. This ties right into what I was talking about just a couple of minutes ago with YouTube. Closing costs is something that your loan officer should be explaining to you, not your real estate agent. Yes, they should be mentioning to you that you have a down payment and closing costs. The real estate agent can do their very best to give you a standard of, hey, you know, closing costs run about, on average, 2% of your sales price. Do you need me to help you negotiate for closing costs with the seller? There's a lot of things that the real estate agent does get involved in with the closing costs. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to your loan officer. Your loan officer is responsible to make sure that you understand the loan that you have been pre-approved for. You know how much money that you need to put down. You know how much money that you need in closing costs. You know if you need to tell your real estate agent if you need closing costs paid for by that seller. One of the best ways to understand and learn about closing costs is to go to my YouTube channel. I have a workshop that is specific around closing costs. That is what I talk about for the entire 30 minutes. So do it. If anybody has questions out there, you don't understand closing costs. You don't understand why you're spending the money. Who is the money getting paid to? What is escrow? What is title? Recording fees, the county, notary fees, the escrow fees. There's so many things that go into what those closing costs are that you have to understand them. And I give you a very, very specific explanation in that YouTube workshop. So again, if you guys haven't checked out my YouTube, I can't push you enough. I can't tell you how valuable that it is. Go to Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. We've got workshops 101 through 106 are out for home buyers. Workshop 201 is out. 202 and 203 are made and coming. And our refinance workshop is going to get started in the next couple of weeks. So subscribe to the channel, go to YouTube, watch it. Ryan, I hope that you watch it. I hope that's something that's very beneficial to you. Anybody that watches those YouTube videos that has questions, I am truly here. You guys can text me, you can call me, you can email me, you can download my phone app. There are so many ways to get a hold of Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't stop yourself. So it's 844-935-3634. Text the word mom to 474747. Click on that link in that text message and download that phone app. Go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. And hey, check out my YouTube channel, Mortgage Mom Radio. Everywhere you guys go, it's Mortgage Mom Radio.